Welcome back, mother lovers, to a brand new episode of Last Call at McLaren's, the best damn How I Met Your Mother podcast on the internet. I am your host, Josh, here with my best bud, John. How you doing, man?
Dude, I am feeling great. A little cold, but I'm here.
Yeah, definitely cold. I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. This is our second take.
Yeah, but explain to them why it's the second take.
So we started doing our thing. We got, you know, into the first scene of the show. Realized never hit that record button, folks. It happens. So
that is the first time we've ever done that.
So, you know, we're here and we're gonna do this again. Take two, folks. We are here for season 2, episode 8, Atlantic City.
You know, that's when right. I was a kid, I thought Atlantic City was part of like Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And then it turns out it's not.
Yeah, I know people used to always kind of reference, like, I'm going to Reno. And I know, like, Reno, Nevada is a thing. And I don't know if they're actually the same.
When
they talk about that. Because I always used to think that Atlantic City and Reno were the same thing. I don't know.
I mean, I will say this, though. It's really kind of cool to think about it. Because, like, when you're a kid, you think about things in, like, great distance, weird, like time inevitabilities, but like Atlantic City for us is literally like probably like, well, for you even more close because you're in, you know, upstate New York, where I'm in Western New York still. But for you, it's probably like a 2 hour drive.
No, it'd be like six getting over there. Yeah, to Jersey. Yeah, because New York is like 4.5, I think.
Oh, okay. See, I feel like for me, it'd still be longer, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at like a 10-hour drive.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'd say at least 8. Most
8 sounds about right.
Yeah. But, hey, maybe we'll make that trip one day.
Carlos's Bakery.
Yeah, man. Could call it Swarlos's Bakery.
Ha-ha! The Swarlos!
I'm going to need that cake. Absolutely, folks. So like I said, we're here, season 2, episode 8, Atlantic City. First aired November 13th of 2006, directed by the wonderful Pamela Fryman. Yeah, written by Maria Ferrari. This is her second of 3 episodes. Previously she wrote Cupcake, which is a good one. Also a relationship defining episode, just like this
yes.
one. Yes. And she was the script supervisor for most of the first 2 seasons of How I Met Your Mother. And then she went on to do this little show, you may know of it, called The Big Bang Theory, has a spinoff called Young Sheldon.
So
you know.
What you're saying is she couldn't find work after How I Met Your Mother?
I guess not, man. You know, sometimes people hit, you know, they fall on hard times.
Yeah, but I mean, imagine hitting complete rock bottom after How I Met Your Mother. I mean, like there are so many great shows out there that you couldn't find something besides The Big Bang Theory. Who's ever heard of The Big Bang Theory?
I mean, I don't know, man. It's not like it was the number one show or something. Come on.
No, is it really? Believe.
On what was it, CBS? Yes, it was number one comedy.
I did not know that it was number one. Well, then you know what? I tip my hat.
The gentleman.
The gentleman.
All right. So the summary for this episode: Marshall and Lily elope to Atlantic City, but they discover that getting married in Atlantic City is not as easy as getting married in Las Vegas. It's very true.
A better synopsis than some of the ones we get.
That's actually accurate. You are right. It's straightforward. It tells you what you need to know. No mention of a bikini shirt, though.
I mean, again, though, it's not like that's a. I know that it is a huge part of the episode, but it's not an actual story arc.
I mean, isn't it? It does lead to some funny, funny stuff.
Oh my God, it leads to a lot of funny shit. I will at least admit that.
Yeah. All right, so this episode starts off Lily and Marshall finally back together.
Finally, after 6 months.
And Marshall has learned to cook. Well, at least one thing. Pancakes. Which I love that this is what they chose to have him doing. Because as we saw after the breakup, you know, he couldn't even bring himself to eat pancakes, to do the breakfast day. And then after he kind of became okay with everything and started to move on, he was able to cook pancakes, but they were terrible pancakes.
Yeah, but I mean, like, in the same instance that he learned how to cook pancakes, you've been single for 6 months and all you've learned how to cook is fucking pancakes.
It's true,
it's a little sad.
Like, I mean, cooking isn't that difficult, really.
No, it's really not.
Like, can Marshall not cook even just like boxed food?
I was gonna say, can he not boil pasta?
Yeah, boil pasta, throw some freaking sauce in a pan and heat it up. Boom.
Like, you got a simple pasta. I'm not saying you have to be a gourmet chef in 6 months. That's a little ridiculous. I'll admit that myself. But they have meals in a bag that you literally just rip the bag open, dump it into a frying pan, heat it up, and it's ready to go.
Yeah.
You boil off some pasta, throw a little bit of sauce in there, like you said, boom, you have yourself some kind of pasta dish.
Yeah, it's simple, you know.
I mean, I'm not even going to go with something a little bit more complicated like rice. Rice takes some talent to cook. Yeah, either you can or you can't.
That is why I still own a rice cooker.
Listen, though. Your rice in the rice cooker has always come out like mwah, superb.
It's true.
Like very close to being sticky rice.
Mm-hmm. And that's the way I like it.
And that's the way, he likes it.
Yes. And so as they're, you know, having their breakfast, Lily makes a comment about how lucky she is to be marrying a guy who has range, who can make pancakes and all this stuff. And it gets a little awkward there because they haven't had this talk, you know, it's been, you know, 6 to 7 months or whatever. And a lot happened in that time, obviously, but do you really pick right back up, you know?
Well, and you know, I love that we missed all this banter from the first part. We were talking about this when, like, we were recording the first time, like, this mirrors, like, later on with Ted and Victoria. Like, do you unpause at this point? Do you start fresh? Do you backtrack a little bit? Like, at what part of the relationship, being in a 10-year relationship with somebody, do you jump back into knowing that you were engaged to be married?
Yeah.
Like, you were literally like, hey, we're super happy. We popped the champagne. I stabbed my fiance. Like, at what point of the relationship do you go back to?
Yeah, it's wild, and you know, as we talked the first time, I was like, you know, normal people wouldn't do this. And then what was your reaction?
I was like, but they're not normal. There are five people living in New York City who somehow always manage to end on the upper side of what is normal.
That's right.
I mean, take Barney for instance. Barney has a job that he gets paid mega buck loads to, like, please.
Yeah.
Marshall, you barely ever see Marshall work a day. He's always studying or he's in between
jobs. I don't think he works right now.
Well, no, but even when he does work, you don't ever actually see him do work.
Yeah, it's rare. Yeah.
Like, I think we ever see him go to trial twice during.
Yeah. There's that one episode where he's working at the environmental office and they're just like doing random shit because, like, They're thinking that they're going to wind up getting, like,
yes, and they're always like getting cake.
Yeah, cake, or like, remember they were like throwing phone books at each other or something?
Yes. But like him going to actual court, the only times I can actually think about it, it's Frog Lake.
Frog Lake.
When he goes up against Joe Manganiello's Brad.
Yeah.
Like,
no, yeah. Does he go to court any other time? I can't honestly remember another time where he
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, they always manage to somehow, like, there's even the moment where, like, Robin finds out she's about to be deported because her visa expires.
Yeah.
And somehow manages to, everything falls into place right before she would be deported.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And you know, you talk about, like, jobs. I think Robin is the one who we see her job the most.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, her and Lily.
Even Lily, not as much as we see Robin.
That is true.
Yeah, I think Robin is like, because, like, we'll randomly just get a shot of her at the studio.
Yep. You know,
like, in this episode, we get that.
Yep.
You know, and so it's like, we definitely see her job the most, which I think is interesting. I don't know if there was a reason for that, but I don't know. It's just an interesting side tangent.
Yep.
All right. So back into the episode. They both want to get married again. They still want to get married. And Marshall says, you know what? It's time for you to propose this time.
Yep.
And he gives it to her, doesn't he?
Oh, my God, does he? Makes her fucking get down on one knee, say a little something, something. Oh, maybe yeah. Have some tears in her eyes. And then they consummate.
That they do. And it just calls right back to the pilot episode where they have some floor sex after the first engagement. They get up all messy and shit. Boom. Happens again. We get another food reference in here with Mrs. Butterworth. Though
can't look Mrs. Butterworth in the eye after that.
Yeah, still wish that it had been another Pop-Tart reference.
I thought there honestly was. For some reason, I remember there being another throw out to the Pop-Tart under the fridge, but I guess I just wanted it to be there.
I wonder if there's a throw out like in a different episode. You know, that's possible.
Maybe.
And maybe you're just remembering something from a different episode. And
that would be funny.
Kind of linking it to this one because of that. It would be funny. I would love to see that come back. And I wanted it to be there in this one. But we got a little different food thing. So, you know, that works too.
We did indeed.
Yeah. So now they are engaged again. And they're happy until they realize that they have to tell their families now that the wedding is back.
Yeah. Dude, and I can't picture having to make those phone calls to where you're like, yeah, so, you know, yeah, we split up for 6 months. Now we're back together.
Well, like, I think it's like here. It might be here or just a little bit later on, but we get a little shot of Marshall calling. Like, he's on the phone with somebody.
No, you're right. No, that's right here.
Right here, telling them about what happened and everything. He's like, he's upset and everything. And he's like, the person on the other side says something bad, like
yeah, because he's like, he goes, what do you even call someone like that? And he's like, whoa, I can't even believe you'd say that or use that language.
Grandma.
And then he's like, yeah, grandma. And I'm like,
I love that. And it makes me wonder, did she say the C word?
I could see it.
Because that's like the heart, like. Later in this season, we get that episode with Ted.
Oh, yeah.
With the Grinch episode. And that's really what he's saying is the C word. And so it makes me wonder, because it's obvious that they find that word to be pretty, pretty bad. So I'm like, because like, I can't really. Well, unless she said a string of things that were like really bad. But if it was just like a single word, I feel like that's probably what it was.
Well, think about it this way. There are a lot of things that an older generation would say that wouldn't necessarily be what our generation would say. And it would come off so harsh because, like, yester generation, like think about when Dad was alive. Dad would not have sugarcoated shit.
That's true.
His generation would have been like, oh, you want to know what I think about her? Well, let me tell you about little Miss Prissy fucking bitch. She fucking broke your heart. She was a whore. She would have sucked the dicks of 13 sailors.
Yeah, I could absolutely see him saying that. Yeah, so grandma got a potty mouth, apparently.
Apparently, man.
And I thought that was pretty, pretty damn hilarious. So this kind of fear of having to tell everyone drives them to make a decision. They're going to elope in Atlantic City. Yeah. So they head off. They show up at Metro News One to tell Robin. She's in the middle of broadcast.
Stop the news.
Stop the news. She decides to go with them, Ed, because apparently they're just going to let Mike, the camera guy, be in charge of reading the news.
I love how they're like, Mike, can you read? And he's like,
can you read?
I can read well. Like, that is very convincing, Mike.
Yeah. I'm just like, apparently her job really does not mean anything, really.
Well, I mean, at this point, she's still doing the fluff pieces and shit like that. She ain't doing serious news yet.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think she was doing some anchor stuff, but she's not the big time, anywhere near the big time that she becomes later on. They just don't care. And I don't know what her time slot is. Like, what time is it? You know, it seems like it's early.
Had to have been daytime. I mean,
it's like she's not doing the evening news. It's like she's doing the afternoon news, and most people are at work. Who the fuck's watching the afternoon news, really?
Right.
You know, so I think that's probably why they don't really give a shit. So then they go over to Ted. He's at his firm, and he's not sure that he can leave.
Yeah.
But Lily convinces him. And I found something funny on my third watch, actually.
I wonder if it's the same thing that I found funny.
He says, if they tell the story, leave the part out where he hesitates.
But yeah, like, he's telling his kids.
Yeah, he's telling the story. And I'm just like, Ted, what are you doing? You're literally telling the story. And like, it's not like in How I Met Your Father, where future Sophie does this same sort of thing. But she's like you hear her be like, oops. Like, she addresses the fact that she's telling it the way that she wasn't supposed to tell it. You don't get anything like that from future Ted. It's just kind of left
open, yeah,
you know. And I'm just like, oh, this would have been a perfect opportunity to have Bob Saget just hop in there and be like, oh, probably shouldn't have said that. Something, you know.
I think they just did it to be funny.
Maybe. I honestly just don't think they thought about it. You know, I don't think they thought about the fact that Ted's actually telling this story when he's saying that to them. I don't know.
I don't know.
But yeah, it happens. And then we go, and then they get a hold of Barney. They call him on the phone. He's apparently at a salon getting a pedicure. And they all decide they're going to go and get a pedicure before heading to Atlantic City. It's good stuff, man. It's good stuff. It was funny seeing all of them just in the chairs getting their feet done. It was really funny. So then they head over to the casino. Barney says he's been here a couple times.
Couple.
He runs into a couple of Asian guys he knows.
Dude, sometimes, I love that. Obviously, they use the whole legendary thing, but in Chinese.
Yeah,
legendary. He's like, and then he's like,
Daddy. I love that. Yeah,
I apologize for my very racist Chinese man, but
yeah, you probably shouldn't. But you know, it's legendary. It is.
It is legendary.
Something obviously up there. Then they spot the chapel, but Lily starts kind of freaking out a bit because she's like, I need a veil and I need a bouquet.
And Robin needs to change because she can't look more pretty than the bride.
Yep, she looks too good in that outfit. And I wrote in my notes, this leads to one of the funniest parts of the episode.
I mean, it kind of does.
I love the shirt part because everything that happens, like Ted and I don't know. It's just, it makes me laugh every time. She catches him just staring at it.
I mean,
it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Because there are moments where, like, she catches it, but, like, there's no dialogue. Like, there's just looks on their faces between the two of them.
That is true.
I'm like, that's good. That's good acting right there. I'm really liking what they're doing here. So they take off, and the guys decide they're going to go gamble instead of finding a veil. But Barney wanders off and says he's going to go find that veil. But if you look closely, as he's walking away, you can see the woman wearing the veil, that he gets.
Yeah,
it's in the I was like, on my third watch through, I'm watching because I was like, I wonder if you can see it because he gets it really like right away.
Oh yeah,
within seconds. And so like he's walking like down like a little different corridor or whatever of like slot machines. And you can see like the back of a woman's head wearing a veil. Yeah. I was like, okay. They actually, because like they didn't have to put that in there.
No.
You know, they didn't have to explain where he got it from or anything like that. But she's in the episode. Like she's there, visible. You know, it's real nice. Quick, but it was visible. I thought that was, a nice little touch that they did. So he, like I said, he gets the veil and they decide. They have 18 minutes left. What are they going to do with that 18 minutes, John?
The strip club.
Yeah. Barney's going to officially throw Marshall a bachelor party at the casino's strip club. Because, you know, Barney's going to go to a casino. He's going to go to a casino that has a strip club.
Of course.
You know it. That's the truth.
But they're not going to tell Lily.
No. Well, they say that.
I'm going with where we're at in the episode.
It's true.
They're not going to tell Lily.
They're not going to tell. So then everybody meets up at the chapel, and then almost instantly, Marshall just couldn't.
Dude,
just
Marshall it rolls. So he does fast.
So fast.
He's like, "Yeah, we found your veil, and it took exactly 18 minutes. We didn't go to a strip club. We went to a strip club.
But I didn't get a lap dance.
I got a lap dance. Like, I love how Barney and Ted are both like, come on. Like,
yeah. And then Lily's like, oh, that's okay. It's the last lap dance you'll ever have, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted to get your thoughts on that concept.
Of her controlling, like.
Yeah, the idea of. I mean, I can understand maybe the lap dance thing, you know, because that's a bit more like intimate. In the setting, but like, what are your thoughts on like, if your girl's like, you're never allowed to go to a strip club?
I'm just curious. That. I will go where I want, when I want.
Yeah, I mean, I agree because like, I wouldn't have a problem if she went to one.
You're also talking to a guy though who dated a stripper.
That's true. But like I said, I wouldn't have a problem if like my girl went to a strip club.
I mean, I wouldn't give a shit if somebody went to a strip club. I mean. It is what it is. You're going and watching somebody strip. Just don't be Robin later on and throw a 20.
Yeah, there you go. It's like, am I supposed to tell them, oh, you're not allowed to watch Magic Mike? Because, I mean,
right?
If you can watch it on a screen or you can watch it in person, what's the difference?
So here's the thing that would really bug me about that. Okay, like, I don't like controlling partners to start. Like, if I'm going to do what I want to do, and if I want to go to a strip club, what's it going to hurt? I don't technically think of strip clubs as cheating. I understand why some people do. I'm not going to draw the line in the sand and make this huge, huge argument.
I don't either. If people consider strip clubs cheating, then they have to consider watching porn cheating.
Most people
it's the same thing. It's actually not as bad as watching porn.
Most people do though. That's what I'm saying. Like, but you're also, again, though, you're talking to a guy who doesn't watch porn. I don't like porn. So I guess I fall into a weird category there because I'd love to go to a strip club and watch some random girl shake her tits in my face. But I'm not going to enjoy watching porn, so.
Yeah, but you look at pictures and stuff, and I know that.
I mean.
So it's the same thing. It's like looking at an image versus looking at it in person.
True.
You know what I mean? There are people who think one is okay and one is not, and I'm just like, well, like, as long as they're not all up on me, what's the difference?
True.
Realistically,
I mean, it really, I'm coming home to my person at the end of the night. I don't see where it matters.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're not actively cheating, that's a different story. You know what I mean? I don't know. Let us know your guys' thoughts. What do you think? Are strip clubs cool? Are they legendary? I mean,
strip clubs are always cool.
Head on over.
Skip on the meatballs.
Don't skip on the meatballs. Head on over to @lastcallHIMYM on the Twitter and let us know your thoughts. Love to hear it. All right. So Robin then walks over and she's in this novelty shirt of a woman in a bikini. It makes it look like she is in a bikini. And Ted just can't stop staring at it. And
Starts the B storyline.
Yeah, and this is a thing that is like a running gag that goes throughout the whole episode. All the way to the very last scene.
Yep.
This runner goes. But when we actually get to the chapel, they go to get married. There's a catch. In New Jersey, it takes 3 days to get a marriage license. So they cannot elope. This is not Vegas, folks. There are no quickie weddings in Atlantic City. They're there. They choose Atlantic City for the ambiance.
Apparently. The white sand beaches.
And the Keno, as the lady points out. It's funny because as they're talking, she's calling out numbers.
Yes. But, did you catch Barney during this?
Uh-huh. A couple of different times. He like pulls a little slip out of his pocket. He's like, oh, man. And he keeps on being like upset because he's not getting his numbers. Yeah, that was a nice little, because like they don't they don't like focus on it at all.
Nope.
He's in the back. And they're just, it's starting nice to nod. Show us that Barney's got this gambling thing. You know what I mean? They're starting to show us things. Because like right away, you know, he's gambling. You know, we didn't see him get a Keno card. Like, we didn't see him pick up a thing. But he did it somehow. And is on his way. So the lady tells them that they can try to go to the courthouse and get their wedding fast-tracked, but that it's highly unlikely. And so they go. Ted's still staring at Robin's shirt boobs.
Yeah.
Barney runs into some more Asian guys. They talk to him for a bit. Ted, thoroughly confused. Barney gives no explanation whatsoever.
No. Nope.
Of course. And then we get up to the clerk, which was
it's awesome. The Gooch.
It's the Gooch. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, go watch Scrubs. This actress plays a character on Scrubs called the Gooch. Yes, it's awesome. But I gotta say, man, if I ran into somebody like her, I would probably want to knock her out. I mean,
I'm not gonna lie, I probably would have verbally abused that poor kid.
Yeah, I'm just like, you just don't. What are you doing? Just stop.
I was going to say, all that person was doing was opening themselves up to being like, mm-hmm. like me having a temper problem. I would have lost my shit after the second one. Oh, First one, I'd have been like, okay, sure, you're funny. Ha ha. Yeah. And then she'd be like, oh, that's what I would have said if, and I'd have been like, okay, now you're not fucking funny. Stop fucking around with me and let me fucking talk to a judge or something right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, no, like, this is not the time to be funny.
No.
You know, it's just, I don't know why they went that route, but it's like, I love the actress, hated that character. Hated that character so much.
Agreed.
And after getting nowhere with the Gooch, they sit down on a bench to kind of figure things out. And I liked this, but I think it would have been funnier if they had actually matched the clothes a little bit more. So like the scene kind of fades away and it reveals like what we are supposed to assume is like old versions of them. Like, oh man, they've been sitting there for forever. 50 years, man. They're so old. But really it's just some random old people who took their bench because they got up to get a snack. The Marshall version is like wearing pretty much the same clothing. He's got like the same like sweater on, whatnot. But like, it's so obvious that the Robin one is completely different. She's wearing like a red pantsuit, I think, whereas Robin had the bikini shirt on.
Yeah,
you know, gonna say,
she's wearing Robin's before outfit before she puts the bikini shirt on.
Yeah, and so it's just like it. I almost wish they had literally put the old lady in the bikini shirt.
Would have been funny.
Just because, like, she got it at the gift shop. So yeah. It's not like the old lady couldn't have got that shirt.
True.
I just think it would have been hilarious to see, like, an old lady just sitting in a bikini shirt.
That would have been funny.
Yeah. But
speaking of bikini shirts, Ted gives Robin that look.
Yes.
And again, this is where you go back to the, there's no communication here. It's all just a couple, like, little looks. Mm-hmm. And Robin's like, really? Here? And Ted's like, why not? And so she's like, okay.
Yeah.
And they go and fuck in a bathroom.
Yes, sir, they do.
If that's not Simillion Marshall shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely. They're tapping right into that. You know, they I guess this shirt really doing it for Ted.
Apparently.
Really doing it for Ted. And then they see the judge enter the men's room. And Lily just rushes in after him.
Hell yeah, she does.
I'm just like, Lily, what are you doing?
You want, like, me to hold it, Your Honor?
Right? It's like, that's not a good first impression. Come on. So then we go over to the judge's chambers. And he's about to say yes.
Like, he's about to give it to him.
But then he suspects that something is up. He's like, what does that look? What's going on here? And Barney kind of blows their spot.
Oh, so fast.
You know, he's like,
They split up over the summer.
Mm-hmm. And then he blows up Ted and Robin's spot.
And they had sex in the bathroom.
It's like, what are you doing? We're under oath.
We're kid. Under oath. Do you even know what under oath means?
Courthouse.
The courthouse oath? Under oath.
Under oath.
And I'm like, that is not how that works.
Not at all. It would be kind of awesome if it was, but not at all. And the fact that he does not know that says a lot about him.
It really does.
Which is interesting. He's obviously never had much doings in a courthouse. You know what I mean? Because I feel like he would have learned that at some point if he did. But like for this guy who's like, who acts kind of all like worldly and he knows sophisticated or whatever, he is naive about a lot of things.
It's a blind spot for him. That's all.
That we learned later on in the series, he doesn't know how to drive. Like there's a lot of things that he just kind of, it just kind of missed his purview, which I think is
true.
An interesting character trait for Barney, because he acts like he's got everything together, but he really doesn't. Yeah. So back at the casino, they are they're kind of down about not being able to get married. Lily realizes they can get married on international waters. All they need to do is find a ship captain.
Yep, ship captain.
And I Googled this. Nope. Not a thing.
Not a thing?
Nope. A ship captain can only perform marriages if they are also a licensed officiant.
Interesting.
Yeah. You can't just be a ship captain and do it. Now, I'm sure like back in olden days, that was a thing that you could do. But currently, not a thing, unfortunately. Not sure how it got started. But yeah, I was kind of sad to find out that it wasn't actually a thing. So she desperately wants to find the ship cam. She wants to get married so bad.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Marshall finds one like that.
Yeah. Because she Lily just can't bear, like, the thought of Marshall's family judging her.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where all of this is coming from for her. She's kind of rushing into everything just because she doesn't want to face what she has done. Really is what it is. And yeah, like you said, Marshall right away, boom, first guy they talk to finds a ship captain. He's willing to marry them, but it's going to cost $5,000.
$5,000, man.
Yeah. It's like, if I knew I could actually charge $5,000, I'd be marrying people all day. I mean, you and me are both
between ordained. Officiating a normal wedding and international waters.
I will rent a rowboat and take them out on it.
Fair.
We'll go sit in the middle of a random lake, and I'll just be like, "Yes, this we're in the in between America and Canada. It's international waters."
I also feel like that would null and void a wedding.
Yeah, probably, but it would be funny nonetheless. Like, I got my $5,000; not my problem anymore.
But yes, so now they need to come up with $5,000.
Yeah,
and this is where Barney reveals. His gambling problem is a little bit more than what he had let on initially.
Yes, it is.
And honestly, this one kind of makes me laugh because I love how he's like, "Have you noticed all day today Chinese people have come up to me and been extremely friendly?" And Ted's like, "Yep, and I wasn't going to ask about it."
Yeah, he's like, "Have you noticed that I have not asked about it?"
So,
yeah.
I think that it's really funny at this point of the episode, too, because they cut to the game. Mm-hmm. We see this game come back.
Yeah, it comes back a couple times.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, man, I forgot that we got this game this early in. And I remember it during the episode where Marshall and Barney go back to Atlantic City during Lily being pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, they're playing it during that episode, and they're playing it during
the episode where, like, Marshall fakes getting his hand chopped off.
Yeah.
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 Which I don't remember what the surrounding circumstance of that was.
I think part of it was
Barney's bachelor party? I think that's what it might have been, was Barney's bachelor party. But, yeah, so I have a fun little tidbit about this game.
Okay.
The game is called Shanghaishi Busheng, which translates to deal or no deal.
Ha!
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
I will say this. The other thing about this scene that I really love is how everybody is confused as to what's going on. And of course, Marshall, being who Marshall is like, I know what's going on. And Ted's like, you don't know what's going on. And Ted, Marshall's like, I know what's going on, Ted.
Yeah, he's like, Barney, split your tiles and you can double your money if you find the jelly bean. And
But
it makes sense if you actually think about it. Because, like, look at what Marshall does with games. Well, Marshgammon is such a weirdly intricate, crazy-ass game. I can buy that Marshall would understand this.
My thing. Like, Marshall likes games so much that, of course, he would be the other person who would be like, I get it.
Yeah. But it's not – he doesn't just like games. He gets weirdly intricate with the stuff that he makes. It gets wild. And so, yeah, it definitely makes sense. But, yeah, Deal or No Deal, which I think is funny because I don't know if you remember that show. But, like,
of course.
They have, like – beautiful women with like a, you have to choose the thing or whatever. And so like, that's where the whole thing with the jelly bean comes into play in this version of the game, which I think is funny. Cause like the rest of the game has nothing to do with Deal or No Deal. But that part was, and I thought that was really cool that, that was what the name of the game. Cause like I couldn't even remember what the actual, the name was. Like I had to like, listen closely for it, and then I was like trying to like spell it and had no idea what I was doing. And then when I looked it up on the wiki, it like gave me the spelling and everything and said that, and I double checked it. I put it into like a Google translator, and sure enough, man, Deal or No Deal. I was like
fair enough.
All right. That was a cool little detail that they put in there. And so he guarantees, you know, he's gonna get this money, and sure shit, he does. He gets that jelly bean.
He gets the jelly bean.
I don't know how much money he won. They never actually tell us.
No, they don't actually ever tell you. He's got to win a decent chunk, though.
Yeah, I mean, minimum. He takes
like three people off the table.
Yeah, I mean, he had to get at least $5,000. Yeah. That's what it was going to take. And so, like, that is a lot of fucking money.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? To just win at this random game. So then they are out on the ship with the ship captain. Barney, he's jonesing, man. He needs another hit of gambling. He needs to do it. And Ted's like, when we get back, we're going to go to a little meeting.
Yeah, I love that, too, because it's intervention.
Yep. Yeah, I think...
Or Gamblers Anonymous, but either way,
it's but intervention. Like, yeah, what Ted is doing is almost like a mini version of a... It's like a one-on-one intervention right there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the first glimpse into that, which... I can't wait till we start get to talk about some of the interventions.
The quick intervention.
Those are good times. I love those. And so, you know, they get things rolling. The captain really wants to do like this funny ceremony with a lot of nautical puns. Lily and Marshall, they're like, no, we don't want that. He's so bummed about it. He really wanted to show off his nautical puns.
Don't give people an option then.
Yeah, right? Just do it. Yeah, don't give them the option. Like, hey, you're on my boat. I'm going to do it my way. Deal with it. Yeah. I've never given people an option when it comes to that. I mean, the only option I give you, do you want just a basic, like secular wedding, or I can do like a pagan hand fasting. Those are very, very different.
Oh yeah.
But that's it. If I want to throw jokes in there, I'm going to throw jokes.
Yep.
It's going to have to deal, folks. And then Robin reveals that maybe one day she would want to get married. This is something big because like she was from the first episode, like she was like, I don't want kids. I don't want to get married.
Correct.
And that was it. But now she's starting to kind of soften toward that, you know, so.
Yep.
Which is interesting. We're starting to see her character start to kind of evolve. Then Marshall and Lily decide they don't want to do this, you know.
Nope.
They want to have that big wedding. And it's funny because as Lily and Marshall are talking about all this, the ship captain he's making these weird faces. I don't know if you noticed it. The actor is making like these weird faces, like the way that he's like trying to pay attention. He's like, oh, like he's just making weird faces behind them. And it's just every time I've watched it, I'm just like, I can't not look at his face during this scene. which if you get a chance, you go back and just watch his face during this scene. So then they finish talking, and then he quietly is like, "I now pronounce you man and wife."
Well, yeah, like, what? Kiss.
What did you do?
They're like, "Undo it, undo it right away." And he's like, "Okay, I undo it."
Yeah. And Future Ted's like, "This was the story of how they were married for 12 seconds off the coast of Atlantic City." And really, it was probably more like a minute than 12 seconds. But yeah, it's it's Ted's story, man. If he wants to say it was 12 seconds.
Well, I mean, between the time he says, like, he pronounces a man and wife till he like, unpronounces them, it is in about 12 seconds. But
no, it's closer to a minute. Like, they clocked it on the fandom wiki. It was closer to a minute. Yeah. But I think they just picked a random number to kind of be funny about it. And so then the episode ends with Lily and Marshall. They're on the couch. Ted walks out of his room wearing the bikini shirt.
Yeah.
And Marshall and Lily wonder if Robin is even here.
I love how Lily's like, "I really hope so."
Yeah. It's true. Like, if Ted's just wearing the shirt so that he can just stare at it, it's a little weird, Ted. I could see him doing it nonetheless. So that, folks, is season 2, episode 8, Atlantic City. John, what are your final thoughts on the episode?
I always love the episode. It's such a funny episode because there's so much that's going on, but there's really not at the same time because it's like, it's really a tight little ball of like.
Yeah, these are some of my favorite ones where it's like the whole group doing something together.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't get a ton of those. A lot of times it's like a couple of them are doing one thing, a couple of them are doing another thing. And then a lot of times it'll kind of come together in the end. But
yeah,
I like the ones where they're just all together, having funny times, doing funny stuff, and it's good. Yeah.
It is.
All right, folks. So we have finished talking about the actual episode. So I think you know what time it is. It's time for Barney's blog. That's right.
Suit up, bitches.
Yes, that is accurate. All right. So on this week's edition of Barney's blog, we got an entry from Tuesday, November 14th, 2006, titled "Barney's Guide to Gambling."
All right. Oh, boy.
Says, "It's not gambling when you know you're going to win. And if you play long enough, eventually you will win. That's a fact. Learned it from a friend who owns a casino. Here's my guide to successful gambling. I can't give away all my secrets, but I'll offer you a tip for each of the most popular casino games." All right. So the first thing, it's not a game. It's just drinking. And he says, "When the cocktail waitress delivers your drink, quickly order your next one." That's a good tip.
That is a good tip.
Keep your drinks flowing, you know. Okay, so then poker. Hold out for the wild card. And I'm pretty sure in casinos, they don't use wild cards in poker. Just saying.
Well, I mean, it depends on which version of poker you're playing.
It might be, yeah. I don't know.
Certain places still do 5-card.
Yeah.
So, okay. I mean, yeah, technically you could hold out for the wild card, but most places now have switched up to Texas Hold'em. So, wild card is so really just depends on which version of poker you're playing.
That's fair. Then we got blackjack. Always assume the dealer has blackjack and double down on everything.
Ooh.
That could be dangerous, but it could also.
That could be, but that is a solid piece of advice.
Yeah. Roulette. Find a table that's hit black 5 times in a row and then bet on red. It's like flipping a coin. Heads 5 times in a row. What are the chances it's heads again on the next flip? Best bet in the casino. This one, just reading what he wrote here makes me laugh. It's slots. All he wrote is hit slots. And I know that makes me like a 12-year-old, but it made me laugh. Okay, then we got craps. It says, observe the game for a while, since it can be confusing. When you're ready, throw some chips around, clap, and shout, "Yo!" Somebody will throw chips right back at you. Yeah, I've never played craps. It does always look kind of confusing to me. I don't know.
I understand the basics of craps, but yeah, it's very confusing.
Yeah. Then he brings in Jing Hai Shi Bu Jing, you know, the game we just saw him play. And his advice for this one, the girl in the red dress has the jelly bean. Now, if this is accurate, why would he just not always pick that girl? And why did he wind up losing the next one of the next times we see it? You know what I mean?
True statement.
You know, and I'm interested to when that episode comes up to see if there is a girl in a red dress.
Whoa,
there.
He would have purposely lost because they set him up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
They were trying to make him think he lost everything. Yeah. That's why Marshall gets kidnapped. And
so then I wonder if the girl with the black dress. The girl with the black jelly bean in that episode is wearing a red dress. Something for us to keep track of, I think.
Yep.
It'll be interesting if that is the case. Then we have dealers. It says, always seek out the hottest dealers. If you play your cards right, it's cheaper than an actual date. And bonus, since they wear name tags, you don't have to remember her name. Casino War says, always take the high ground, stay out of Central Asia, and control the seas. Okay. And then the last one, the ATM. Easiest money in the house. That's why there's always a line. Bet on checking account. Okay. And that, folks, was this week's episode of Barney's Blog and this week's episode of Last Call at McLaren's. John, do you have anything else that you want to say about this episode?
No.
All right. Then let the folks know where they can find you.
Jump on Twitter. Find me right here at SimplySaneJ1. It's the Twitter account that corresponds with my podcast and my blog. Yeah. Want to find me other places? Go to Twitter, hit me up, and we'll talk.
Yes. And you can find me on Twitter at JP Raynor. That's JPRAYNOR, as well as right down here at Movie Blog Merc. That is the Twitter page for my site, Merc with the Movie Blog. And if you are watching us on YouTube on the Merc with Movie Blog YouTube channel, be sure to hit that like button, smash that subscribe button, and click that little bell so you always know when we drop a new episode. Also, be sure to check out our other How I Met Your Mother show, or specifically How I Met Your Father show on Last Call here. We have been every week going through and doing all the episodes as they come out. So be sure to check that out and follow us right here on Twitter at Last Call HIMYM. You know, if you want to reach out, send us some messages, do that. If you're listening on podcasts, on Anchor, you can leave us a voice message, anchor.fm/lastcallHIMYM. We'd love to hear your voice messages. We will play them on air. And if you're on the Apple or Spotify, you can actually do a 5-star review and leave a little review. If you do that, we will read that on air as well.
Hell yeah, we will.
So again, check us out, Twitter, Last Call HIMYM. And that's all I got for him, John. What do you got for him?
Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to go home, but you can't listen here.
That's right. Catch you next time.